Well, four voting members of the Washington State Redistricting Commission have released their differing versions of voting districts for state representatives here in Northwest Washington. I had a chance to speak with Commission spokesperson Jamie Nixon about the process. How is the final decision made? These maps, these proposals have been put out there. People have a chance to look at them, and they've had their chance to make their own proposals, draw their own maps, and that sort of thing. There'll be the meeting on October 5th. Then how does the process progress from there?
Well, the five members of the commission will essentially have to get together and start discussing their differences and debating where to compromise with one another on coming to final decisions.
Okay, so these commission members are the ones who will make the final decision, huh?
Yeah, so we have five commission members, but one of them is non-voting. She's the chair. That's Chair Augustine, Sarah Augustine. But the other four members, we need three of them to agree on one of each map. And as soon as that happens, then the process as far as the commission is done is concerned is over with. And those proposed maps will sit at the legislature. And if the legislature doesn't do anything to amend them in 30 days, they will become law. If the legislature does wish to amend them, it requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to do so.
Okay. And the commission members, two from each party. So it looks like, I mean, I'm picturing some arm wrestling going on.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, it's not necessarily two from each party, but it is it's two from each chamber in the legislature, the leadership of each caucus. So it does end up being Republican. It's two Republican appointees and two Democrats. But at any time, if a different party were to be in power, that party would get the pick. So I want to make sure that it's not the parties that pick, it's the leaders of each caucus in the legislature that picks the four voting members.
Okay, so...
And what was the question again? Sorry, I wanted to make sure I got that point right.
Well, I was just saying that, that it seems like looking at the proposed maps that there's quite a bit of a difference in at least, you know, two look to be similar, another two look to be kind of similar, but they're both pretty, they both have a lot of differences, at least looking at our specific districts, the 40th, the 42nd, the 10th, the 39th up here in Northwest Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any analysis on that end to give you other than to say that, yeah, there will definitely be, you know, negotiations and debate among the four members. And, you know, we have the public still has an opportunity to chime in. We can accept third-party submissions of maps until October 22nd. And we can continue to take comments, even if people don't want to do the live meeting that's on October 5th for the state legislative maps. They can continue to use the website using email forms, or they can send in audio comments or video comments. Up until the end of the process, which will be November 15th.
Okay. And if people want to take part in the live meeting, that we'll put that information on our website. And appreciate you joining us, Jamie Nixon with the Redistricting Commission. And we'll see how this all ends up.
Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.